So Supervisor Canepa, you are now the host.
Great. Thank you very much, Mr. Breen. You know, let me welcome everyone to the Board of Directors Mobile Source committee meeting. May I have a roll call?
Just one second. We're not going live yet. We'll
we're
going to
broadcast in about 30 seconds.
Can 30 seconds, okay.
Good practice, Doug.
You were off to a good start. And you are live.
Great. Good morning, good afternoon. I want to welcome you to the Board of Directors Mobile Source Committee meeting of March 25th. Madam Clerk, can I have a roll call, please?
On the roll for the Mobile Source Committee meeting of March 25th, 2020, Director Cutter, Director Haggerty. I'm sorry, was that Director Cutter by chance?
Yes, it was.
Oh, wonderful. Director Haggerty. Director Hudson.
Here.
Director Niss. Okay. Director Mitchoff.
And are you here? Unmute, Karen.
Okay. I know she's here, but Director Rice. Okay. Director Wilson.
Here.
Thank you. Committee Vice Chair Ju. Committee Chair Canepa.
I'm here.
And Board Chair Sinks.
I'm here also.
Okay, we have a quorum.
Thank you so much, Madam
Dave,
Clerk.
I'm also here. Hello.
Madam Clerk, can we recognize Ms. Niss for being here?
Yes, I do. Thank you.
Thank you very much. That brings us to item two. I do want to tell you, as the board chair, that email comment on agenda items, the public may comment on each item on the agenda. Email comments for items on the agenda must be submitted to comments@bachmed.org prior to the committee taking up this particular item or items and indicate the agenda item to which the committee, which the comment relates. Email comments will be considered as the agenda item is taken up by the committee. Email comments containing 250 words or less will be read aloud by staff. Email comments exceeding 250 words may be summarized during the meeting if feasible. With that, we move to item two. Can I get a motion to approve the minutes of February 27th, 2020?
Second. This is Pauline Cutter.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Who motioned, first of all?
Hudson,
and then Cutter seconded. We need a roll call vote for all votes, please. Okay, so Director Cutter obviously was an aye. Director Haggerty,
aye.
Not present. Director Hudson,
aye.
Director Niss,
aye.
Director Mitchoff.
Director Mitchoff's audio doesn't appear to be working correctly.
Okay, so should I count her?
Can you give a thumbs up?
I'm not going to count her as an aye. I'm just going to count her as absent. Okay. Director Rice?
Aye.
Director Wilson?
Aye.
Committee Vice Chair Ju? I don't think he's present. And Chair Canepa?
Yes, aye.
And Board Chair Sinks?
Aye.
Okay, ayes have it. Motion carries.
Thank you so much. And that brings us to item three, projects and contracts with proposed grant awards over $100,000. Karen?
Good morning, Chairperson, or actually good afternoon, Chairperson Kinnebaugh and members of the committee. This afternoon, I'll be presenting this item, requesting the approval of two projects with grant awards over $100,000. I'll start with the background on our funding sources, discuss the recommended projects, give an overview of where we are relative to expenditures for this fiscal year's revenue, and then conclude with recommended actions. So the Carol Moyer funding is distributed to the Air District by the California Air Resources Board and comes from sources such as tire, boat registration, and smog fees. The Mobile Source Incentive Fund is generated by local vehicle registration charges and can be used to fund Carol Moyer-like projects and lower emission school bus projects. More recently, the California State Legislature created the Community Health Protection Grant Program, which is targeted at reducing emissions in communities identified as being part of the AB 617 program. The funding from the first 2 years of that program totals about $90 million. So all three of these programs, the rules have been unified so that the board has allowed the executive officer to execute grant contracts with awards up to $100,000. The board still provides oversight by providing direction on projects with dollar amounts in excess of $100,000. Before you today for consideration are two projects, one which replaces the propulsion and auxiliary engines on a marine vessel, and the other which recommends an increase to an award that was made for 7 electric school buses back in May of 2019. The latter request is to increase the number of chargers for the project to 1 per school bus versus the 4 that was originally approved by the Board of Directors in 2019. The combined emissions reductions from these projects total over 1 ton of criteria pollutants annually. So in addition to the funding sources previously discussed, the Air District also receives funding from the DMV for its Transportation Fund for Clean Air. That surcharge is applied to vehicle registrations in the region, and 60% of the funds raised are administered by the Air District, with the remaining 40% going to congestion mitigation agencies in the 9 counties. TFCA revenues are allocated by the Board of Directors on an annual basis with policies that govern their use and expenditure. And similar to our other funding sources, the executive officer is authorized to execute contracts up to $100,000, with the board having oversight for project amounts in excess of $100,000. During this latest evaluation period, no TFCA projects in excess of $100,000 were evaluated by staff. This chart here shows the status of the funding available in this fiscal year, including awards made to date in dark blue, today's recommended awards in excess of $100,000 in orange, and the funding that's still available in green. That funding totals approximately $40 million for the remainder of this fiscal year. This slide shows the approximately $45 million that have been awarded to date by project type. As you can see here, significant dollar amounts are going into the replacement of school buses, off and on road, marine equipment, and trip reduction. The list of the specific projects that are contained in the attachments 2 and 3 of your staff report. This slide shows the funding distributed to date by county, and as you can see, funding amounts in Alameda and Contra Costa County reflect the Air District's concentration on AB 670 communities in those areas and the location of the regions of the majority of the region's heavy-duty equipment. Here are a list of all the programs for which we're still accepting applications, along with the web addresses where applicants can find more information on them. And as always, we're happy to partner with the board to push this information out through your contact networks. So in conclusion, staff is recommending that the Board of Directors approve the recommended projects in Attachment 1 of the staff report, and is requesting that the board authorize the executive officer to enter into all agreements with applicants for the recommended projects. So that concludes my presentation, and I'm happy to answer any questions.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. Mr. Breen, are there any questions for Mr. Breen?
Can you all hear me?
Yes, typing.
Can you hear me?
Typing.
Yes, Karen.
This is really frustrating to participate in a meeting and nobody can hear me, and I'm doing everything
everybody
right. What is going on?
We can hear you.
We can hear you.
We can hear you.
Ms. Meshoff, we can hear you.
Karen, we're hearing you.
Can you hear me? Yes.
We're also hearing. Yeah, somebody's typing in the background. So, what would it be helpful?
That was
if
me.
Everyone,
Rod. That was every, me.
If
Rod,
everyone could
up?
Mute. If everyone could mute when they're not talking, that would help a lot because there's a lot of background noise.
I wasn't being heard, Rod. So I typed on my iPad, and then I found out I couldn't be heard. So I'm glad you're all hearing me now, and I won't type anymore.
No problem, Ms. Meshoff. Do you have any questions?
No.
Start with you. Mr. Hudson, do you have any questions?
Yeah, page 3 of attachment 3. I don't think I've ever seen this before. My lights just went out here. The bottom line, the sponsors, Bay Area Air Quality Management District, and everything's non-applicable. Is that normal?
Yeah, so the Air District, as part of our TFCA program, we do allocate funding for projects that are administered by the Air District. So I'm not quite following where you are, Director Hudson. You said page 3 of attachment 3, is that correct?
Yeah, and it's the bottom line. That's what I saw. I can't read it either. My lights just went out in my office. But I don't remember seeing that before. It had Santa Clara as the county, and then it has the sponsor or applicant name, I'm sorry, is Bay Area Air Quality Management District.
That's correct. That's a project that we sponsor ourselves. So those policies are approved.
I haven't seen it before or didn't remember seeing it.
Yeah, those policies are approved by the Board of Directors, and you will see that we will be bringing back a similar, as part of the next presentation, actually, something that explains that. So as long as that is approved annually by the Board of Directors, it's okay. And I'm going to try and find that project now that I have my glasses on. So this was the project that you actually approved at your last meeting, where we had given match funding for 2 buses to be done, and the reason why the cost effectiveness is not applicable there is because the emissions for that project are actually reported to the Carol Moyer project, which is on another attachment in your staff report. So when we co-fund a project with the Carol Moyer program, the Carol Moyer program essentially takes all of the emissions reductions for that particular project, and that's why their marked is not applicable here.
Fine by me. I'll move the staff for recommendation.
Second.
Are there any additional questions for board members? Seeing none, there's a motion on the table. There's a second. I have a roll call. When I have a, we go through it, Madam Clerk, please.
Okay, so Director Cutter?
Aye.
Director Haggerty?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
Director Niss?
Aye.
Director Mitchoff?
Yes.
Director Rice?
Yes.
Director Wilson? Okay. Committee Vice Chair Ju? Committee Chair Canepa?
Yes.
Board Chair Sinks? Okay. I saw you raise your hand. The ayes have it. Motion carries.
Great. Thank you very much. That brings us to item 4, correct?
That's correct.
Fiscal year ending 2021 Transportation Fund for Clean Air Program funding allocation. Mr. Breen.
Thank you, Chair Canepa. This morning, I'll be presenting the proposed allocations for the Transportation Fund for Clean Air, or TFCA program, for the upcoming fiscal year ending in 2021. This morning, I'll give you an overview, start by providing some background on the TFCA program itself, and then I'll be discussing the funding allocations for the Air District's portion of the revenue, updates to the cost-effectiveness thresholds for Air District-sponsored programs that are proposed for fiscal year ending 2021, and then I'll conclude with staff's recommendations. So as mentioned in the previous presentation, the TFCA funding comes from a DMV surcharge. These monies must be used to reduce emissions from on-road motor vehicles and may be used to support the Air District's own clean air initiatives, as well as projects that are consistent with the project categories that are authorised in the Health and Safety Code as part of the legislation. The authorising legislation requires that the Air District's Board of Directors annually allocate TFCA funding and adopt cost-effectiveness criteria to maximise emissions reductions and public health benefits. The legislation also requires that 40% of the funding be passed to designated agencies in the Nine Bay Area County. This presentation focuses on the Air District portion of the funds, the 60% that you see here. So this agenda item covers the regional fund and the Air District sponsored programs, which follow similar timelines as you see here on this slide. Today's staff
excuse
is proposing...
Excuse me, Damien. I'm not seeing any slide. Are other people seeing slides?
Yes.
I am.
Okay, forget it.
Director Mitchoff, these slides would be available online, and I can call out the slide number as we go through.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. You guys just need to figure out what's going on later on. Never mind. Thanks.
Okay. I'll continue with slide number four. And this is where staff is proposing that the allocation of TFCA revenues for both the regional fund and the Air District sponsored programs would begin and cover the period for fiscal year ending 2021. So that would be the time period that this particular action today covers. We are currently reviewing and addressing comments from stakeholders on draft policies, and we are scheduled to bring recommendations on the policies and cost effectiveness back to this committee at your next meeting. Before I move on to the proposed funding allocation, I'd like to briefly review the two main strategies that TFCA incentives employ. We are basically looking to reduce on-road motor vehicle emissions by cleaning up vehicles and reducing single occupancy vehicle trips. And here you see some examples of each. For the clean air vehicle strategy, TFCA funds are offered to incentivize early and voluntary adoptions of zero emissions on-road vehicles, including light and heavy-duty vehicles. And examples of the types of projects that are in that category are funding of new zero emissions vehicles, installation of electric vehicle charging and hydrogen fueling stations, and then scrapping older, higher-polluting vehicles. For our trip reduction strategy, TFCA funds are used to reduce single occupancy vehicle trips, and thereby we not only reduce tailpipe emissions, we also generate particulate emissions that are generated from brake and tire wear. Projects that are eligible for incentive funds under the trip reduction strategy provide first and last mile connections to mass transit, such as rideshare and free bus service. They also include bicycle facilities projects, such as bike parking and bikeways, and TFCA project funds may also be used to support air district initiatives, such as our commuter benefits program and the Spare the Air program. So moving on to the funding allocation, based on the amount of DMV receipts this year, we're expecting that there'll be approximately $24 million in DMV revenue for the TFCA program. 40% of that, as I'd mentioned earlier, will go to our county program managers, and 60% of that funding, or approximately $13.6 million, will be awarded to the Air District. The column in blue shows the proposed allocation of these new TFCA monies by program category. And I'll discuss each of these categories as we move later into the presentation. In addition to the TFCA funds, which are new this year, we're also proposing the allocation of carryover funds that you see in the second column there. And that carryover we estimate to be approximately $12 million across a couple of different categories, principally the largest one being funds that are not allocated this year in our clean air vehicle category. And the last column in gray shows the total amount of TFCA that we are proposing to allocate for fiscal year 2021, totaling $25.74 million. There's also a line item at the bottom that shows $1.8 million, and that is the costs and revenue that are being set aside for administrative costs. That's the air district's cost to administer the program, and also a portion of those costs is to audit the projects that are done under this program as required by the legislation. Okay. So in each of the categories, let's start with trip reduction. Staff is proposing $8 million in TFCA funding for trip reduction. Funding will be available in this category to support the installation of new bike facilities, to do things like bikeways, secured bike parking, infrastructure improvements at ferry and bus terminals, and that facilitate access to mass transit and mode shifts, such as bicycling and walking. And the funds may also be used for trip reduction services such as feeder buses, carpools, van pools, and ride-sharing projects. Anything that helps shift commuters away from single-occupancy vehicles. In relation to the Clean Air Vehicles Program, we're proposing $15 million in that category this year. And this funding will be allocated to help fleets and vehicle owners adopt zero-emissions light-duty equipment, medium and heavy-duty trucks and buses, and to install electric vehicle charging and hydrogen fueling stations. Moving on, the Air District itself also allocates some of this funding to its own programs, and these programs this year will be our vehicle buyback program, where this funding covers the administrative and marketing costs of that particular program. Karen Moyer and the Mobile Source Incentive Fund provide the grant funding for that program, and it allows us to scrap model year 1996 vehicles or older by providing $1,000 for each. The Spare the Air program, I think, needs no introduction. That's the one that we conduct relative to outreach so that we can reduce ozone emissions by encouraging folks to use alternative modes of transportation. Finally, we have our Enhanced Mobile Source Inspection and Commuter Benefits Program, and funding is provided there so that staff can enforce mobile source and drayage truck regulations and provide education, outreach, and monitoring of the Commuter's Benefits Program.
Damien?
Yes?
You said 1996, but the staff report says 1997.
Let me just check that.
Unless I'm in the wrong spot.
Let me just check. I'm sorry. Let us clear that up. We will be bringing these policies back to you, so we'll make sure that we clear that up. So you may be correct that it has been moved to 1997. But at your next meeting, you'll be adopting those policies that govern this, and we'll make sure that we are clear on it at that time. Is that okay?
Yeah, I'm looking on page 5.
Okay.
Under vehicle buyback, it says model year 1997 or older.
Yeah. Let us look at that and make sure that we give you the correct information.
Fine.
Okay. In terms of the Air District program, similar to the regional fund program, those are the policies you will be approving at your next meeting. We need to establish cost effectiveness numbers for these programs. And as I'd explained earlier, the vehicle buyback program essentially supports the small costs that are there, don't carry cost effectiveness because the emissions reductions are claimed by another program. But you'll see here that we are recommending no changes to the policies that you adopted last year for air district programs. And for all of the rest of our programs that are covered by these allocations, we'll be bringing back the specific guidance to you at your next meeting. So this takes us to our recommendation side. So today we're recommending that the Board of Directors approve the proposed allocations of TFCA funding as described in the projects and programs listed in Table 1 of your staff report, authorize the proposed cost-effectiveness limits for the Air District-sponsored programs as listed in Table 2, and then authorize the Executive Officer to enter into funding agreements and contracts up to $100,000 for projects and programs listed in Table 1. That concludes my presentation, and I'm happy to answer any questions.
Great, thank you very much. Madam Clerk, do we have any
I'm sorry, Mr. Chair. Vanessa has the access to those, and I he's asking if there are any public comments. Vanessa's going to be on in just a second.
On this item, I have four.
David, this is Katie. I had a question. I can't find my raise my hand button. Yeah, so Damien, so on the slide that one of the earlier slides that had the different programs and the carryover amounts, can you go back to that slide?
Yes, this one here, I believe.
Let me see it.
Slide six.
I can't see it. Okay, for some reason I can't. It's down in a little window. Can you make that the premium window, the big window? Well, I can't see the numbers. It's too small. But so could you just speak to the carryovers for each of those programs? And what's the second program down?
The second program down is our clean air vehicles program. And what generally?
There we go. Now I can see it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Carryover comes from you have to consider that the grants funding stream is like a river, and what happens is that we allocate projects from the TFCA program over a period of a couple of years, and projects can fall out, which means that the revenue. That means the project either doesn't get done or it closes under budget and funding comes back to the Air District, or we don't quite spend our way through all of the allocation that you've given us for a particular program in any given year. So for the clean air vehicles area, we've allocated quite a lot of funding in there in the anticipation that a lot of our transit agencies were going to come forward this year and try and purchase electric buses. That quite hasn't been the case. A lot of them are not quite ready to make those purchases, but we are in contact with them, and we do expect that a lot of transit operators will be looking for these funds in this year, and we're also expecting that there will be a lot of light-duty projects that may want to use this, like higher mileage projects or higher mileage fleet. So essentially, we're projecting at our current pace of spending where we will be at the end of the year, and then taking the unallocated funds that folks haven't claimed and bringing them forward into this particular year. And that's principally why you see such a large number there.
Okay, good. That answers my first question. Thanks for that. And so I guess my other question is, and I may have missed this in the presentation. So we know what our total funding available is in terms of new TFCA monies from year to year, right? And then is it at our discretion how they are broken up between all those programs?
Yes, it is. And that's principally, this is our recommendation to you today. And we're essentially looking for your direction.
Okay, and then in that the recommendation that you're making today, and this is maybe irrelevant to the or doesn't well maybe the estimated carryover matters not, are in terms of the allocations that you're recommending, are they similar proportionally to what they were the year before? And if you made changes, is there anything significant that you wanted to speak to? Not in terms of number, but just in terms of percentage.
Yeah, you know? I think that they are very, very similar to what we did last year. you know, the three kind of highest ones there are our trip reduction and clean air vehicles, and that's where funding for the charge program comes, funding for electric vehicles and fleet comes from, and then for our trip reduction program. So you see the allocation of the funding that we have now and the carryover being heaviest in the trip reduction and clean air vehicle areas, which reflects pretty much exactly the same thing as what we did last year.
Okay, thank you very much.
Great. You know, I want to ask if Liz has a question. She's on conference call. Liz, do you have any questions?
No, it is so hard to hear. I wish we had better fidelity, but I understand this is our first time through. But thank you for asking, Dave.
No problem. Ms. Meshaw?
There you are. No questions.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Meshaw. That brings us, Ms. Wilson, do you have any questions? Okay. Mr. Haggerty, do you have any additional questions?
No, I'm fine.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Sinks, Chair Sinks, do you have any questions? Okay, are there any questions from any of the board members?
I move staff recommendation.
Is there a second?
Second
by Ms. Shaw. Can I get a roll call, please?
Sure, and I just wanted to clarify, Mr. Chair, there are no public comments for this item. Vanessa has indicated. So to commence with the vote, Director Cutter?
Aye.
Director Haggerty?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
Director Niss?
Aye.
Director Mitchoff?
Yes.
Director Rice?
Yes.
Director Wilson? Committee Vice Chair Ju? Committee Chair Canepa?
Yes.
Board Chair Sinks?
Yes.
Okay. Ayes have it, motion carries.
Thank you very much, Madam Clerk. Public comment on non-agenda items, item 5. Do you have any written comments?
None.
Mr. Chair, we don't have any comments.
Okay, thank you so much. That brings us to item 6, committee member comments. Do you have any committee member comments?
Yes, Mr. Canepa, this is Karen again. I just would like Marcy to mark me as I on the approval of the minutes. I don't think that got marked because I was not talking to everybody at the point.
Madam Clerk, can we please make sure Ms. Smith-Shop is an I on that item? Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you.
Madam Clerk, are there any other committee member comments?
One quick one, if I can. If we're on the next meeting, budget and finance, do we need to log out and log back in?
Great question.
The answer is yes. There is a separate link for that one, I believe. Okay.
There's the same phone number. You use the same phone number, but there's a different login code. So it's on the original email that was sent.
Yeah, there were two emails, one just a few minutes apart, and Vanessa sent them each to us.
So, Mr. Hudson, I'm looking through my email. It's an email Ms. Johnson sent to us, and you're right, Ms. Meshaw, at 11:48. If you go through your email, that'll get you into the next WebEx meeting.
I've got it. I just wanted to get around it.
Well, that sounds like something you would do. I like it. Any other committee member comments? Seeing none, that brings us to item 7, time and place of next meeting. It's Thursday, April 23rd, 2020, Bay Area Air Quality Management District Office, 375 Beale Street, San Francisco, California. And can I have a motion to adjourn?
I'll move.
Second? Thank you, Katie. Second?
I want to stick around until we can change it.
Jeez, Dave, just let him log off. Leave the meeting. Hi, everybody.
So is that a second, Ms. Meshach? Okay. Can I get a second?
Second.
All right. Thank you so much, and I appreciate your patience as we deal with technology and getting used to this new format. Thank you so much to the staff. Thank you. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Before you go, what time is the meeting on the 23rd?
That's a good question. It's 9:30 a.m.
At
9:30?
Yes.
Yes, a.m., 9:30 a.m.
Thank you, Dave.
All right, thank you. You guys have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.